Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast becoming partly sunny, windy today, high about 30. Clear and cold tonight, 10 to 15. Tomorrow, sunny, high in the mid-30s. Increasing clouds on Wednesday, mid-40s. And on Thursday, cloudy with a chance of rain and or snow showers, high in the low 40s. We'll get the details on the forecast in just a few minutes. Connecticut schools' contact tracing might be modified with a new variant as it alters strategies. Students across the region are heading back to school today following holiday vacations as the variant rages across not only Connecticut but the entire country. Upon their return, contact tracing efforts may look different in many school districts. The State Department of Public Health late last week recommended local school officials discontinue identifying all individual exposures inside schools or during extracurricular activities and to focus more on spotting students and staff with active symptoms related to COVID-19. Part of that recommendation that students and staff with symptoms should be managed clinically and isolated early came with a series of updates from the Public Health Commissioner after Centers for Disease Control Prevention shortened the length of quarantine to 5 days. In the Republic of American this weekend, Cornwall group protesting Deep's Housatonic Meadows project gets a hearing. After more than a month of expressing anger and frustration, members of the group calling itself Housatonic Meadows Preservation Action will be able to voice their concerns face-to-face with representatives from the state's Department of Energy and Environmental Protection. A hearing has been scheduled for Thursday at 6 p.m. via Zoom, according to a message received from Mason Trumbull, the deputy commissioner of the DEEP. In Stockbridge, a driver escaped unharmed after driving his car through the storefront window of Nee James Wine Cellars in Stockbridge. The impact shattered two of the three window panes and damaged the deli counter inside, where Deborah Morris had been working before she decided to step away for a moment. Neither of the employees were hurt by the accident. Stockbridge police say the driver, who they did not name, also escaped harm. They say it's believed the driver accidentally stepped on the gas pedal as he was attempting to park his vehicle. The crash, however, remains under investigation. In Great Barrington, the 85th John S. Watson Christmas Fund received an additional $27,445 in donation towards this year's fundraising total of $40,000. That gift includes an anonymous donation of $15,000. This year's drive has raised $36,860 to date. The Watson Fund aims to make the holiday season more joyous by providing food and clothing for families in need. Donations are still being accepted in person at all South County branches of Berkshire Bank or by mail to Berkshire Bank, 244 Main Street, Great Barrington, 01230, or the Watson Fund, P.O. Box 284, Great Barrington, Massachusetts, 01230. Checks should be made payable to the Watson Fund. Those wishing to make their donations in memory or in lieu of holiday cards can include their requests with their check. Cannabis solar energy will be discussed at an upcoming Sharon hearing. The Planning and Zoning Commission will hold that hearing January 12th at 5:30 at Town Hall, discussing proposed amendments to regulations, including temporary moratorium on cannabis establishments. Others relate to solar energy regulations, rear lots, multiple dwelling units, and conversion of old farm buildings. The enactment of a temporary moratorium on the use of land and structures for cannabis establishments would allow commissioners sufficient time to address the effects of structures in the town. The Kent Memorial Library is turning 100, and they want to make the 100th anniversary a special one. It's an opportunity for celebration for the Kent Memorial Library. They've got big plans in the coming year. A centennial committee has been working throughout the year to prepare, and several initiatives have been launched, including a logo and online timeline with videos, text, and photos of its history, matched with books of the different decades, as well as global events representing different time periods. Individual stories are also being collected. There's an online form at kentmemoriallibrary.org with a series of questions, such as asking how a person uses the library or memories of Kent Memorial Library, and even has one's relationship with libraries throughout the life. Videos and audio recordings are being made of the stories. Visitors can be seen at the library's YouTube channel, also on other social media. New York State's minimum wage increased on December 31st. Three downstate counties arrived at the $15 minimum wage threshold set for the state 5 years ago. Minimum wage workers in Westchester and Nassau and Suffolk counties on Long Island will see $15 an hour in the new year, on par with workers employed by large firms in New York City who have been making $15 an hour since the end of 2018. Fast food workers across the state will also make $15 an hour, regardless of location. Workers in the rest of the state will see an increase of $13.20 an hour, a 70% increase from the current rate of $12.50. Some meetings coming up this week. in our tri-state region. Coming up tonight, Canaan Falls Village has a special meeting of the Board of Selectmen. That is this morning at 9 a.m. The Board of Education Building Committee has a meeting coming up this morning at 10:30. In Kent, Social Services Director Hiring Subcommittee meeting at 4 p.m. today. Board of Selectmen special meeting at 5:30. Park and Recreation special meeting at 7 p.m. The Town of Northeast New York Town Board organizational meeting for the year is happening tonight at 5 p.m. In Sharon, Housing Plan Steering Committee happens tonight at 5:30. In Salisbury, at 5 p.m., Board of Selectmen. In North Canaan, the monthly meeting of the Board of Selectmen will be held at 7 p.m. tonight. In Sheffield, Select Board has their meeting tonight at 7 p.m. The next Board of Education meeting will be January 3rd for the Weebatuck School District. That'll be at 7 p.m. via Zoom. Town of Dover Planning Board meeting is on Monday. And in Canaan, coming up on Tuesday, the Canaan Board of Education has their regular monthly meeting. It's virtual at 7 p.m. In Cornwall on Tuesday, Inland Wetlands Watercourse meeting via Zoom at 7 p.m. Board of Selectmen via Zoom at 4 p.m. Also on Tuesday in Hillsdale, New York at 7:30, the Zoning Board is holding a public hearing. That'll be at 7:30 on Town Hall, an application by James and Pamela Carton for a special permit for an expansion of the limitations of their current special use permit on Route 23 in Hillsdale. The Housing Production Planning Committee has a meeting coming up on Wednesday at 3 p.m. via Zoom in Sheffield. Democratic Town Caucus for the Town of Canaan Wednesday at 6:30 at the Falls Village Fire Department Emergency Services Center. Masks are required within the facility as well as social distancing. Personal attendance is required. No Zoom, FaceTime, calling in, or proxy voting is possible at this point. In Sharon on Wednesday, the American Rescue Plan Act meeting will be held at 6:30. Pine Plains Board of Education next meeting will be Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the Sissing Mountain Junior Senior High School. Dover Town Board has their organizational meeting coming up on Wednesday. Also in Dover, the meeting of the Zoning Board regular meeting happens on Wednesday as well. Village of Milton committee meeting, the police committee meeting, happens on Thursday at 6 p.m. via Zoom. Email the clerk at villageofmilton.com to get a Zoom link. In Hillsdale, New York, the town board organizational meeting is happening from 6 till 9 p.m. The town board of Hillsdale will hold its organizational meeting via Zoom. More information on the town hall website. That is January 6. Now on Friday in Salisbury at 8:30 in the morning, a special joint meeting at the PZC and Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, where you'll find a regular menu and their tapas menu, and they have specials every day of the week. interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and on Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the week at 36,338.30, the NASDAQ at 15,644.97, and the S&P 500 at 4766.18. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.